95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show, in the midst of Riggs and Guy Brew Review on this Friday. Getting ready to enjoy some Biketoberfest fun this weekend. And we got some flavors that you might be the first time that you've enjoyed these during Biketoberfest. As we're in the midst of a Harpoon sampler, as they have this coupling with the people at Dunkin' Donuts. And I would not have expected that I would enjoy the coffee flavors on the front end, but I love them both. And now we get donuts. And this sampler, by the way, you need to get this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be gone very, very quickly.
And to find out where to get it, you go to srprot.com/beerfinder.
Yep. Would you say that they harpooned your heart?
Oh! Oh! What?
Okay.
What?
It sounds like you just...
I didn't find that funny.
It sounds like you just... Okay, so we have two flavors left.
We just had the coffee, now we're going to have the donuts.
What should be the first one?
Let's do the jelly.
Ah, yeah. Jelly donut, baby.
I don't want to open this one.
I can't tell you how many times we have been out at a live broadcast with this radio station, and we've had regular glazed donuts.
Oh, my God.
Every single time,
dude,
somebody
smell
says,
this thing.
I think
where's
God
the jelly?
Just smelled it open when he poured it, right?
That's a jelly donut.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
What? My mind is blown.
It smells phenomenal.
It smells like jelly.
Oh, hello.
This is an IPA, right? Like,
so, yeah.
Wow.
So this clocks in at 5.7%, still an IPA. I'm trying to describe this. You definitely get sweetness up front. It follows through, and at the back end, once it sits for a second, then you start getting the hoppiness from the hops.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting, and it's fantastic.
And I mean, it's got a little sass on that back end too. It's like it's not a sweet, sugary berry. It's a
right.
It's got a little tart to it, which I like.
And as I'm exhaling, I can actually taste like I just bit a donut.
Yes.
So it's a very cool product.
I'm gonna go breathe. Let me go breathe on our boss's face real fast and see if he. No, all right, I'll stay put.
Have you been drinking? Nope, I've been having donuts.
Donuts. That's really good. Wow. That is a very complex and unexpected. A flavor coming out of that whole thing.
And what's
that's really cool.
And the can is so fun too. It looks like a box of donuts.
Yeah.
What is this one clocking in at?
So that one's at 5.7.
I could drink this all day.
No,
100%.
We talked about the difficult to find, better hurry up, Total Wine, ABC. That's it, right? Just Total Wine and ABC.
Yeah, right now. Those are definitely the places to keep your eyes peeled.
So you need to go get these because it's not the gift giving season quite yet, but if you want to just give this to yourself, I feel like that's okay.
Oh yeah.
Because
I mean, once you break into these and taste them, you're not want to get them to anybody else.
I'll share. In fact, I don't know why Guy is sliding that can closer to, no, put it in the middle. Put it on the line.
After every time we do one of these brew reviews, I visit some of my friends and I will go pick some up and have them sample some.
Yeah.
They're going to say, what was on the brew review this week? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They're
not getting any of these.
Yeah, we didn't have anything. We spilled it accidentally. Okay, wow. What a varied sampler. And when there's one more soldier left in that troop, who is it?
So this is the Boston Cream Stout. This is the one I'm actually most excited about.
I don't like, can it get any better? We're going to find out.
I can almost smell powdered sugar on the outside of this thing.
Oh, wow.
That is just like the donut.
How is that possible?
It's like you're drinking a donut.
It literally changes taste on your tongue to hit every note of eating a donut. That's impressive.
Do you think there might be some lactose in this? Or?
Well, I mean, they're actually using physical donuts when they brew this.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're throwing donuts.
It's a combination of all the ingredients.
So you're getting some bread, some yeast, and whatever filling is in there, including the chocolate.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, are they taking, like, because they fry donuts, so do you think that they're, like, frying donuts with the chocolate frosting on top and everything?
Oh, I think they're taking completed donuts, blending them. Yeah. So they have a special blender, and then they brew the process through there.
I think
that's amazing. So we're picking up a little bit of the, you know, that oil we all love fried food, that cream, that chocolate, like,
I can sit here and smell this all day, too.
Well...
And I got to tell you, there's the people walking by this window in the studio right now. They're looking and they see the Dunkin' logo, and they do think that we have donuts in here. And they're going to be in for
it. We do. We have donuts in a can.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, this is a remarkable replication of what the flavor of a donut is. And yet, it's beer, and it'll get you right, you know?
I will say, as far as going to get this product, it was literally sold out of our warehouse in one day. I had to go to Total Wine and buy the product because it wasn't in the warehouse for me to
really?
Get.
Wow.
So if you see it, grab it because it is going to go fast.
Yeah, you better get it before I get to the store.
However, the pumpkins do come in 6-packs.
Okay.
So you can get those separately, but the other three are only in those 12-pack cans.
We had coffee. We had donuts. And then I look outside because from where I'm sitting, I can see outside.
Sure.
There's a mascot of some sort in a full costume that just walked by the window.
Wait a minute. Are you sure you didn't?
No, I think it was a bird of some sort.
Are you sure you didn't board that UFO that we started out with? Maybe that's what happened.
Right.
Possibly.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, make sure you revisit this then at our friends srparad.com and their social media as well, srparad.com/beerfinder to find all these beers. But again, you got to just hurry up to Total Wine or ABC. As soon as we finish, go get them. Or if you're in your car and you're listening right now, drive that way and go pick them up. Wow, thank you for making Biketoberfest a lot more fun. I feel like now anybody who's on a bike might want to stop by and pick up these flavors and put them in the bags.
Yeah,
check it out.
Now, are you guys going to be out on the road? I know it's still COVID at times, but you guys, a lot of work to be done because a lot of beer to be consumed during Biketoberfest.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You'll definitely see us out there at some point.
Right, right. And actually, Friday, if you're heading out to Iron Horse today, you're going to see our big CXT silver truck. We're going to have some models in the back, some beer models. They're going to be throwing out giveaways, swag, fun stuff, like Biketoberfest themed. So if you go to Iron Horse today, check it out. Then tomorrow we're going to be at Boot Hill on Main Street in Daytona Beach. Again, passing out giveaways to people. Now, we can't do our regular promotion, so the models, the beer models, they're going to be in the back of a truck throwing giveaways out from the truck.
Nice!
So we're still spreading the beer cheer. We're just socially distancing with it.
Are they going to throw beer at me?
No beer.
Okay.
Nope, just koozies and bandanas and biker buffs and things like that.
All the cool swag.
Well, I want one of those. I want one of the biker buffs. I'm tired of the masks.
Oh, we got to get you one.
Yes, please.
All right, well, phenomenal flavors. Thank you very much for putting us on a UFO and taking us through the world of Harpoon Dunkin' Donuts. I feel like I don't need lunch, and yet I feel like I should have it because there's a lot of Biketoberfest fun to be had. Until next week, you guys, if you survive Biketoberfest, we'll see you right here on Friday. Cheers.
Cheers.